And welcome back to School Spirit on Armor of God Catholic Radio. This is Tom McNew. Father Harry Dean is unavailable this week, and for those of you that are keeping score at home, he has been reassigned, and he is going to be the vicar for priests. So we ask you, please keep him and his ministry in your prayers. And we've been spending the last few weeks kind of on a deep dive with particular schools throughout our listening area. And this week, we're moving down here to the south side at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic School here in Taylor. And joining me today is Father John Kim, who's a pastor here at St. Mary's, and Miss Heidi Altman, who's a principal for the school. So welcome, both of you.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much
for having us here today.
This is going to be fun. I got to tell you, this is probably... And people are going to hate me for this, but Taylor is probably one of my favorite little towns in all of Texas.
Indeed.
And I grew up in small towns, you know, so I love coming down here. Love the school.
Thank you.
We love having
this is
you.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, Father and Heidi, let's jump into this. Give us a little kind of thumbnail history of St. Mary's here in Taylor.
Absolutely. Well, we're the oldest private school in Williamson County. We were founded in 1896.
Wow.
In the summer of 1896, we had a priest, Father Malachi Crowe, who was leading a newly established parish here, only a decade old at the time, realized that our kids needed a Catholic education. So he intercepted Dominican sisters and Mother Superior Pauline Gannon and Sister Catherine Kinney as they were traveling by train through Taylor looking for more postulants. After asking them to open a school here at St. Mary's Parish, it only took a month for the Holy Spirit to act. That's how we like it around here. Mother Pauline showed up with four other Dominican sisters and opened the school on August 29th, 1896, to 80 students.
I'm going to interrupt you now
because
you used a word and you said intercepted.
Yes, literally.
So describe that interception.
So Taylor was the hub of the economic, rural, agrarian world at the time in Williamson County in the central Texas. All railroads intersected here.
Okay.
So he got word that they were coming up from Galveston, coming up north to kind of poke around to see who they could recruit. And he was like, we got to start school right now. These people need it. And so he waited at the little train station that's four blocks away from here and waited for them to get off and said, Mother Pauline, we need a school. Who can you bring? And this was in the heat of July. And literally, they discerned, and the Holy Spirit said, move. Dude. Five sisters came in August.
That's incredible, though, when you think about that. 1896, there was no internet. There was probably very little electricity and water, and somehow the word spread that a train from Galveston was going to stop here with. That's the Holy Spirit right there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please continue. So the school opened in August of later that year. You said 80
students. And they were in the old wooden framed original church building. And they put them all in there. All 80. 20 by 60 foot room.
Wow.
And five sisters.
Wow.
I'm sure they took good care of everybody. So started with daily mass, like we're still doing today, 8 a.m., and sent on into the rest of the school day.
Wow.
So since that first day, our school has stood strong over 129 years in an ever-changing world. Two world wars, global pandemics, social and economic upheavals. St. Mary's has been a light of Jesus Christ to this community. We're a legacy. We're currently educating former students' great-great-grandchildren. My own children are third-generation Rams.
Wow.
So it's very beautiful.
When was the city established, do you know?
About 15 years prior to the opening of the school.
So really, as the city has grown, the school has grown,
correct,
and vice versa.
And we're here in the center, here off of downtown.
Yeah.
So it's really beautiful.
Great location. Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, adding Heidi's the short history of St. Mary, I found it very fascinating. You know, I've been here almost like 2.5 years right now.
Right.
Last Sunday, we celebrate our Catholic School Week. There's one lady who came to me after the mass was over. And she came to me and told me that, Father, I just want to let you know that I am an alumni, graduate of St. Mary Catholic High School in 1959. And they are very proud of being Rams.
That's
so,
right.
It's again the
66 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a history, the legacy, and also you know, our mission continues here in Tampa.
Yeah. So started with 80. In what grades? Do you remember?
It was from first all the way to 12th at the time. And it stayed, it remained. We had a high school through 1966. Mm-hmm. At that time, Taylor integrated all its high schools.
Okay.
There had been three at the time. So they integrated all the high schools. So the high school part had closed and we had served, we started serving pre-K and kindergarten along the way. And we served pre-K 3 through 8th grade up until 2020 when we reopened the high school.
In 2020. Okay. If memory serves, we were kind of in a very midst of this grand upheaval in 2020.
We were.
Can you, let's talk about that for just a minute because the world changed in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
I mean, for a lot of, a lot of bad things, right? But I think we are starting to see there were a lot of good things that have emerged. And I think one of those things is that at least those of us that are Catholic and call ourselves Christian, that we have grown, or I have seen, a greater reliance upon God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And to take the leap of faith in the midst of that, to reopen. You were not here yet then, were you?
Father? Yeah, I was not here.
No, okay, okay. I didn't think so, but I want to make sure. But to take that leap of faith in the midst of that, to reopen a high school, I mean, that's an incredible feat.
Most people thought we were crazy. really, I got that often. But it was the movement of the Holy Spirit we discerned prayerfully as parents and families and with Father Keith Kale, who was there here at the time. And our during that this upheaval, it was that recentering to Christ. Like, what does he want for us? What does he want for our children? And we need to graduate children of conviction who are going to lead in faith and in truth and in beauty and goodness. And that is why we established that high school. That is such, those are such critical years in the formation of a soul and children taking their faith as their own and learning how they're going to go forth into the world with it and with the swirling of the challenges and even the social and the economic upheavals that were happening at the time. We knew we had to go and ground our kids, our students in the faith. And we couldn't miss out on those high school students. They needed it more than ever. And we are seeing the fruits now. It's beautiful.
So now you've had a couple of classes that have graduated.
Two. Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And so now the kids that'll graduate this year have spent all 4 years
in
high school.
Yes. And they're heading off 100% graduation rate, 100% acceptance rate into the programs of their choice, private, public universities. Mm. We have a student at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., majoring in international business with a minor in the theology and the social justice teachings of the church. He wants to start a business and then start a nonprofit to support Catholic endeavors across the world. I mean, our kids are going to truly bring their foundation out to the world to really lead others. It's beautiful.
Change the world, but with God at the center of it.
Amen. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So started with 80. So fast forward, don't make me do the math in public, a lot of years later, how many students do we have in staff? Talk about a little bit of the current statistics, I guess,
yes,
if you will.
So we're still beautifully, preciously small and familial, and we will always be familial with that, no matter how many students we end up having. But currently, we serve 265 students in grades pre-K 3 through 12th. We have 52 faculty and staff. 32 of those are full-time, and out of those, we have an exceptional number of advanced postgraduate degrees.
Wow.
We have 23 postgraduate degrees on this little campus. So our teachers are very intellectually well-formed.
That's over 75% of your...
Yes, very well-formed and very passionate about their faith and centering everything on Christ. We serve 20 surrounding parishes and numerous other Christians, churches, and 22 zip codes, over 45-mile radius. So where we're positioned in the diocese, there's nothing in this eastern corridor, no other pre-K 3 through 12th grade Catholic school until you get all the way out to St. Joseph's and Bryan. So we have a particularly unique geographical location that we serve, and it's really beautiful. These are many rural and small towns, but also a lot of the Metroplex, all the way into Cedar Park, Leander, Pflugerville, Round Rock, all the way up close to Temple. We kind of pull that edge of Killeen and Temple on this eastern, southeastern side. So our students enjoy not only a beautiful curriculum, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but an active extracurricular life. We have 7 competitive sports teams. Our little 6-man football team went to the playoffs for the first time this year, or went to the semifinals in the playoffs actually this year. We have 10 student-led clubs that are cultivated by our own kiddos, and as they lead those.
And what kind of clubs you mean, like FFA and things like that?
No, well, so these are kind of special interest clubs. We have a fashion club that was started by our young ladies in regards to let's dress with dignity. What does fashion mean? What does style mean to a Catholic young woman?
Like, what we're seeing in magazines and on TV and the rest of the world, right?
Right, exactly. No, and they come together, they talk about that, they share thoughts, they share prom dresses. But we have a couple of cooking clubs.
Cool.
We have a young men's club where they just get together and talk about what does it mean to be a young man of faith in today's world, what challenges are we gonna deal with, just building a support. They we've got our young lady starting a based on the Exodus 90 program they have committed to, being off their cell phones and their kind of increasing that internal discipline and centered all on Christ. We are set apart for the Lord as daughters and sons of the Lord. So we're going to work on practicing that. It's really beautiful.
That's wonderful.
You put him
wonderful.
In the middle and he's so attractive, and all of a sudden everyone
So speaking of that middle and so let's talk a little bit about the curriculum, and I'm gonna get you to start here. So what is it? What makes St. Mary's Catholic School different from the elementary school or the high school that's across town?
Yes, so when we think about the education, what we are normally thinking about is perhaps achievement and the advancement of knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. But then our approach is a little bit different. Our approach is we put Christ in our center. So in other words, we do this for the sake of God's kingdom, right? We want to make sure that everyone encounter the Lord and everyone experience Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, we put the Christ as our primary life in our Catholic school life. So we have like a daily mass. Surprisingly, you know that many Catholic schools, because of their circumstance, they may not be able to have the daily mass, but we do have daily mass.
So you start every single day of the week with mass.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then also we do have a first Friday adoration and confessions, and our students are really engaging their life in the sacramental way. And also we are very proud of this. Wednesday, 1 hour, we share our spiritual life, meaning our well-known faculty members, they are normally preparing some questions, challenging our students regarding their spiritual life, right? And then they discuss and they share their life in Christ. And along with we are also well-known. Oh, Tom, one day, someday, I hope that you will be able to come our Friday Mass. One of our visiting priests came from Louisiana. And then he actually told us after the Mass, he can celebrate the Mass with us. And then he said, do you celebrate? Is this a special day today? And then I said, well, we celebrate the Friday Mass as it is. He was very impressed. Yeah. And our students sing, and our students pray. And most of our students really serve the Lord by doing the lecturing, altar service. We have a 13 altar service, wow. 13 altar service serving. Not only that, they know what they are doing, and they do that with a pride, and then continuously they are serving that aspect. So, in short, I can go on and on and on, as you can see, but then all I want to say is Catholic, St. Mary Catholic School, we believe that we create a place and space where students encounter the Lord. That's what we are aiming for. And then we recently revised our mission statement for the sake of that. The main focus, main word that I'm so impressed about our mission statement is we are bringing everyone to become a disciples of Christ.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's in short, I can say. And then sure, obviously, the Heidi, Mrs. Altman, will share more about other aspects.
Yeah, as you say,
on the heels
of that, then, is still, we still have a requirement now, a challenge to the read and write and arithmetic, you know,
absolutely,
and stuff like that. So how does that fit into the father's structure?
Absolutely. Well, that is the basis of the structure, the frame, the boundaries, the whole point of what we're doing, building the kingdom, right? That's what a Catholic school is called to be. And that really is what led us to our current curriculum, realizing who are we truly called to be as a Catholic school. When we when I took over in 2016, the school was going through a little bit of a dip in its enrollment and its identity. And so what do when you kind of lose your way? You go back to the starting point. And we're Dominican. Today's the feast day of St. Thomas Aquinas.
That's right.
One of the greatest Dominicans. Like, it's no coincidence we're talking about this beautiful Dominican school on this day, right? And that rich intellectual tradition is what has fueled our return to a Catholic classical curriculum. We were the first in the diocese to return to our particular roots and strengthening our curriculum in this way. And so we have reordered and reintegrated our entire curriculum and then adding in the beautiful service and cultural opportunities and active spiritual formation through what Father told you about. We increased our daily mass. We attend daily mass three times a week. And then the fourth day we have a spiritual formation hour, like he referenced. We have First Friday adoration and confession, rich liturgical service formation, really challenging our students to own what they're learning and integrate it into it. So our curriculum has been reordered to run through 4 years, ancient to modern times, all through from early childhood all the way through high school. It is focused on developing what we would call sacramental imagination. That is seeing God's work in all the best that's been thought or imagined, seeing supernature in nature, providence in history, and the Creator in all of His creation. So we're always tying our subjects and integrating them with history, because we know God works through history in the evolution of His people and revelations that He provides to us in wisdom. We want to approach that beauty of His creation through math and science with wonder and awe. We want, you know, curiosity is stamped out in so many educational programs. You know, the whole, like, poke and puke. Yeah. Excuse my language. Like, poke it in, puke it out on a test. Give me my A. No, we reject that with our curriculum.
We're teaching the test.
Oh, never. Yeah. Oh, that's a dirty phrase here, Tom. You cannot. You're about to get kicked out of my office.
That would probably be a first. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We read the best works of literature, philosophy, history, raising up those students' mind to that supernatural, to the order of truth, the divine that is the beginning and end of all truth and goodness and beauty. So we're learning from the best thinkers. Yeah. We're, of course, learning from the origin of all goodness and love first. It all points back to Him. So, and we go back to things that work. We brought back beautiful cursive writing, memorizing, times tables, poetry recitations. Our students memorize scripture. We have a scriptural theme that guides us all. And it's really inspirational. And my teachers who come to teach here go, this is why I became a teacher, to teach this way. And our students love learning from Aristotle and Aquinas and Plato. And it's so rich. It's challenging. but it's rich.
I love this. I love this phraseology, sacramental imagination.
Amen.
And Amory and I just finished a class through the Institute of Catholic Culture with Father Devin Rosa, who wrote a book called Fulfilled in Christ. It's all about the sacraments. And what I discovered, you know, in this 2 hours worth of diving into the sacraments and the catechism is we think we know a lot about the sacraments. You know, we go to Mass every day and every Sunday and we hear about it and we do all these things. And then you start really peeling that onion back, peeling back those layers. And there's a lot of beauty and structure and grace that are in each one of those sacraments. So tying that into education of our children, mm-hmm. I think is just absolutely beautiful.
Well, we know our faith is so rich, our Catholic faith, and you could spend a lifetime diving into it. In fact, that's the point of our lifetimes, right? So we only have these little ones from 3 to 18, but we are cultivating that desire for that sacramental imagination, for the beauty of our faith, and to continue to peel back the layers. The church has the answers. Father John always says, kids, challenge it now. Ask your faculty mm-hmm. about these things. Question it now. And the answer is there. Let us look for it together. Yeah. And that is the whole approach. Let us seek truth and goodness and beauty through Christ together. And that's our approach in our classrooms all the way from 3 to 18. And we hope then, and we're seeing it, they're continuing it.
And you said now you talked to age 3 to 18, and you really only have them for a few hours each day. And they go home to mom and dad in a variety of different situations, socioeconomic, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So how have the parents responded to the changes that you made, you know, with the educational model, with the high school and et cetera, just in the last few, what's been the parents' response to
that? Well, first of all, it was the parents who led the charge to open the high school. So that was in response to, they were enjoying this beautiful curriculum and this mm-hmm. reordered, integrated, you know, truth, beauty, and goodness we were giving to them. And they were like, well, we don't want to stop after eighth grade. They can't just go back to like a regular program. So we've got to do this. And so it led to us searching for a curriculum that was very rich and would be a beautiful capstone. Mm. And that's when we found the Chesterton Network of Schools. They're an international network of schools that had been founded now, I guess, going on 20 years ago. Mm. But they're joyfully Catholic and faith, like joyfully Catholic, joyfully classical. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect thing to do. So we started with our high school, the first Chesterton Academy in Texas and in the Southern United States.
Wow. Where are they based out of?
They started in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
And now they've spread. They went to the two coasts first, mm-hmm. and then we brought them down south.
That's awesome.
We're very proud of that, and we're also supporting actively other Chesterton Academies that now have popped up in Texas.
That's good. It's leader, very beautiful. Lead from the front.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
lead with God.
What Heidi said, the parents came to me one time and say, Father, stop asking those questions to our children because they are the one who's coming to us and asking the question. And you know the answer, but we don't. So our children are learning about faith, but then they also challenge their faith to whomever they encounter. But again, that is what we call the creating the space, right? Mm-hmm. So that they can encounter. Once they encounter, they do not hesitate to share their story to others, right?
And we've had beautiful conversions, many,
yes.
many conversions to our Catholic faith. Last year, a little second grader and a high schooler in front of one of our beautiful masses. That's Father, awesome. You want to talk about that? And then
I remember the second grader. I'm not going to say his name, but the second grader came to me and then with his mother and said, you know. So he wanted to become a Catholic. And I sat down there and say, okay, tell me why. I never forget this young boy's expression. He wanted to figure it out how to say. He wanted to give a best answer whatsoever. What happened was he could not figure it out how to say it. His face was like, oh, I got to say something right. So the father would give me a permission to become a Catholic. But he couldn't figure it out. So he just sat down and then almost crying and said, Father, I wish I could know the answer. But can I just say that I just want to be a Catholic? I thought that was the best answer.
That is the best answer.
Straight up.
And they were nervous. The mother was not Catholic. Sure. And then he was not Catholic at the time. And they were so nervous at the time. But then I just looked at him and say, you know, that was the best answer. Mm-hmm. How can we fathom the mystery of a sacrament without human words? Right. So he became a Catholic, and his mother is on the way to become a Catholic sooner or later.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we have several faculty who are about to become a Catholic.
Wow.
And also the I constantly challenge. There's one also boy. He's not even Catholic, but he wanted to serve the Mass. Mm-hmm. So I gave a special permission, allowing him to serve the Mass. He's just one of those boys who wanted to serve the Lord whenever the opportunity came mm-hmm. in. So I told her, you know, his mother, you know, I think he should be a Catholic. Yeah. And she was smiling, and then she said, we are thinking about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that actually tells us who we are, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, when we create that space, like you said, Father John, then the Lord works in these hearts and souls.
We got about a minute left here, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about, we just finished up Catholic Schools Week here a couple weeks ago, and so what's next? What's coming up in the spring that we want to talk about?
Lots of exciting stuff. First of all, through the Chesterton Network, like mm-hmm. I said, we take our juniors and our seniors to Rome. And, of course, the Jubilee year. How exciting. So in March.
Wait, can I come?
I'll see if I can fit you in my suitcase, Tom. Although we can only take carry-ons. Sorry.
You'll
have to squeeze out small. 11 days in Rome and Assisi, walking in the footsteps of the saints, daily Mass and adoration in these beautiful cathedrals, learning all the things that our students have been learning over the years at St. Mary's about the Church Fathers and about our history. They get to see it come alive in front of them. The pilgrimage is created as a pilgrimage mm-hmm, proper. Mm-hmm. We travel about 16 miles per day, you know, up at 6,
that's good.
In
that's
bed,
good.
Crashing at 10:30. It is so beautiful. I watched our students just, this is meant to be the culminating event mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. their experience here, and we're going to get to do it again during a Jubilee year. So we're very excited about that. Our eighth graders are going to Philadelphia, also teacher-led, integrated with their curriculum. That's happening in April. Our spring gala is April 26th. So anybody who wants to come out and support this beautiful ministry that we have here in St. Mary's
awesome.
Taylor, you are invited. Hop on our website,
stmarystaylor.org.
Okay.
St. Mary's?
stmarystaylor.org. It's okay. Kind of all one word, stmarystaylor.org.
Okay.
And our calendar's up on that website, and you
That's
can
great.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just find the Taylor one. There's lots of St. Mary's out there. St. Mary's
know.
Taylor. Yes, yes. And you can keep up with all the goings on of our beautiful community.
Well, Father John and Miss Heidi, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this week's episode of School Spirit. And we hope to have you all back next week. God bless everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And remember to put on the armor of God.